The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This month on Nursing Notes Live's podcast, we speak with two nurses and ask each of them how nurses affect individuals, organizations, and communities. In this episode, I talk with Nurse Christopher Stallard. He is the Global Health Services Multi-Site Lead in Texas and Arkansas, and also both a family nurse practitioner and occupational health nurse. Here's that interview with Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you on the show with us today. And we always try to start off with our first question being a little bit about your background and why you wanted to become a nurse.
Well, I appreciate you for getting me involved and letting me be a part of this podcast. It's great. My background is actually started in working for the government and Homeland Security. And I kind of really started thinking about nursing when I was helping out during some of the hurricanes they had on the southern coast. And I really enjoyed being there for people. I enjoyed making a difference that it was tangible for me and not just paperwork. And so it was really enjoyable for me for that. And so that kind of started my nursing career. I went to nursing school. I went and got my bachelor's. I got my master's, and now I'm a nurse practitioner. My family was incredibly supportive. I couldn't have done it without them. Speaking of being supportive for people when they're when they need help, and my family was always there for me. And then we had two children in the midst of me going to nursing school. So we had that, and I was working 40 hours a week and seemed like three jobs to get this done, but it was well worth it. And so now I'm a nurse practitioner. I have my own clinic, my own urgent care clinic at Johnson & Johnson, and I take care of the occupational cases, which is an awesome idea that Johnson & Johnson had to provide care on site for these people. So that's where I'm at. I was an ICU nurse for several years before I got into this. And so I still work for the Organ Sharing Alliance. I support them. But I've had a rich career in nursing.
It sounds like it. And it sounds like you really found a great opportunity for yourself there at Johnson & Johnson to provide care and work with an organization that gives you the ability to use your skills to their utmost. As another nurse who is also happens to be male, I'm curious what your thoughts are about, you know, men in nursing and needing more diversity. It seems like there's more nurses who are men, but I also know that you don't particularly care for the term male nurse either.
Well, and that was, I had a great chance to be a part of the TED Talk, and I started getting that word around that. And, you know, I had a lot of people come back and say, well, we're trying to get more men in nursing. And to me, the way that we're going about it is not necessarily the best way. Do we need more men in nursing? No, we need what men bring to nursing in nursing. We don't just need another checkbox of men in nursing. I think that is drawing men off of nursing because they're trying to check a box. Do we need some better education? Well, I guess let me back up. I guess to start off with, there are lots of campaigns to try to get men in nursing, and they're awesome. They're trying to get people in. There are increased enrollments into school, and I have some evidence from that, but it's just my personal experience of of seeing the evidence of the recruiting that's going on and then getting in there and then seeing the dropout rates. And I have my own personal opinion on the dropout rates are that there's not a huge amount of history that's presented for men in nursing. There's history that goes back to the Civil War days and even past then when there were men, male nurses. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
There were lots of men in nursing. And now and it was a good population of nurses. Even before Florence Nightingale started this whirlwind of getting nursing started and everything that she did for nursing, men were the only ones that were allowed to be nurses. So it was very interesting now that we have 9% of nurses are male. And why is that is what I was trying to kind of get at in this TED Talk. And I think it's we're not introducing the history. The gender in nursing school seems to be very feminine, very female oriented. Even when we're talking about anything, it seems to be very female, not to discredit any of the teachers, the educators. It just seems to be that's the normal thing to do. And then after they get out of the classroom, and they're kind of not getting the entire 100% of the nursing education, they're kind of, you don't really need to know that because you won't really be doing that, or we can't really find someone to help you out with that sector. But that's okay because we're going to just explain it the best way we can. I think we need to get away from that, and that's why I don't really like to say male nurse, because I think that it's segregating men into a different sector of nursing education. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, it does very much. So, and I've seen that in my own personal experience. I think my instructors in nursing school did a really excellent job of encouraging me through examples of nurses who were males. When they had opportunities to, they pointed them out to me, both from historical situations and in current events and news and things like that. And I thought that was good. I thought they really made an effort on that part for myself and the other men in our class. But I also ran into problems with clinical settings where, they, like you said, they said, well, you don't really need to be involved with that. There aren't any men who do labor and delivery. Well, that's not necessarily true. And, I wanted the full nursing school experience and I had to do some things to stand up for myself. Do you think men in nursing school do enough to stand up for their opportunities?
Well, when you mentioned that, I hadn't thought of that area. I did that exact thing. I stood up for myself and I said, I need to learn this stuff. And so, no, I completely agree with you, but it kind of was a little difficult for me to actually stand up for myself when someone was going in front of me and saying, are you okay with having a male nursing student? And so at that point they said, well, no, I'd rather have the female, but, and I guess I'm kind of skipping over here, but something that really got me to thinking differently. So that was my big thing, is I wanted the audience to, at the TEDx talk, to think differently about something. I went to take care of a patient, and I don't know if you've heard the TED talk, but I took care of a patient, and I was out there, and I ran into some difficulties regarding female care, things like that. And the comment that she made was, you're a nurse, right? And that has kind of stuck with me, that we need to be developing that in these students right away, that you are 100% nurse. And how do we do that? It's going to require not saying, hey, you're not going to get a lot of experience this year, to you need to get yourself in these situations and ask. Because most of the time, these patients, even female patients in labor and delivery, when I walked in and said, can I take care of you today? They said, of course you can. But I didn't have to say, hey, I'm a male. They could see that I was, So yeah. It's more of, like you said, we need to be more proactive about not being scared to be men in nursing. We need to be, courageous to go in there and say, I am a male. I am a nursing student, and I need to get some experience, and I'm going to take care of you too. Because that's why we got into nursing, right? Is because we enjoyed taking care of people. We enjoyed being with strong for people when they couldn't be strong. We enjoy being hope for them. So if that's our mission, then why are we shying away from it and being scared? So that's a great point that you made.
Well, I thank you for that. And I think you added a lot to it, because I think it is important for us to assert for ourselves and assert for the next generation of nurses, that, male students in nursing programs coming through, that the educators stand up for them and make sure that they are looking within themselves at their own individual gender biases they may or may not have. And that comes back to being culturally sensitive. And we talk about cultural sensitivity in nursing all the time, but we may not really see it within our own practice among ourselves.
No, I agree. And I think that, like I said before, why are we just trying to check a box? You know, we're trying to get the token male nursing student in there to fill a box. You know what I mean? I think that we need to get professionals into this business. And if they're men, that's awesome. But we don't need to be just trying to check a box. We need to do more, I guess you could say.
So as a nurse, and I think like you, very, very proud to be a nurse. I don't think of myself as a male nurse. I think of myself as a nurse, and I'm proud of all the things that nurses accomplish. What does it mean to you when you say I'm a nurse?
What does it mean to me? Well, when I think of being a nurse, and I kind of alluded to it before, I think that people that go into the hospital are in situations, they're broken in some way. And I think that nurses are just, I gotta say this, they're human, and you're needing to be human for people. You're needing to, like I said, be strong for those that are not strong, helping those that can't help themselves, be hopeful for those that have lost hope. But really, like I said, you're being human for somebody that's broken. And they need that human interaction. They need that human help. They need that sitting down with them, let them just pour their heart out. I mean, I always say a trained monkey can administer medications. You know what I mean? That's not nursing. Nursing is not administering medications necessarily. It's not putting a catheter in, starting an IV. That's something that physicians do. That's what nurses do. Sometimes a radiologist can put in an IV, but what a nurse does is sits down and is human with these folks. So that's what's nursing for me.
Yeah, I think you said that very well. For me as well, I think there's the technical aspects of certain skills that nurses possess or learn in the course of their jobs that they have to do. But it is that caring touch. It is that sitting with that patient and being close to them, understanding what they're feeling in a given moment, and finding ways to let them know that you're present and you're spending this time with them for them exclusively, without worrying about where you're going to be for the next patient. And sometimes that's difficult. I know, a lot of nurses feel like they're just running from patient to patient to patient and don't have enough time for that caring touch and that moment where they can spend with the patient some alone one-on-one time with them. Do you think that there are ways that nurses can do a better job of feeling like they're connecting with their patients?
Well, I think that in any nursing situation, you've got your times where you just need to get meds out, or you need to take care of a patient that is coding, or whatever might happen. Those are not those moments necessarily every time. But I think that the modern nurse is going to, when I look at the modern nurse and what it's going to look like in 10 years, and I may be going forward into a question you might ask, but when I look at the modern nurse, I think that physicians and doctors and that, except for like surgeons, are going to be more of a advisory or supervisory role. And I foresee nursing and nurse practitioners and mid-levels to be very much involved in the technical aspects of taking care of patients. So we don't want to lose like what you said, is that one-on-one time with these patients. And I try not to lose that. I try to, even if it's just 5 minutes, talking when you're giving out a med, talking about the med and what it's going to help you with. And then they say, oh yeah, I have that. And I remember one time when you insert whatever story that you have there. And so you get a quick little bit of time, and it's not wrong to say, hey, I've got to move on, but let's talk about this in a little bit. And then you get to keep having that conversation. Even for 5 minutes, it's worthwhile to have that conversation. And I don't think that we're that busy, that if we are that busy that we can't sit down and talk with a patient and be one-on-one with them and really get to know them, get to have some human time is what I like to call it, then I think we're understaffed with nurses. I think that people, I wonder if you did a study of patients that were given proper care and proper, medications, all that stuff, weren't slacking at all, but just weren't provided one-on-one time. And then nurses were allowed to do all of that and provide the care. I think you show lower hospital days. I think you show better care. I think that they get out of the hospital and do better, and they probably have less return visits to the hospital. I'm just hypothesizing on that, but I think that that's an element of nursing care that the modern nurse must have. And it's, like you said, it's slowly waning away from our jobs, and I think it should be a part of our jobs.
I completely agree. So as we talk about people in nursing, whether it's male or female, what kind of advice would you offer to, we have a lot of students that listen to the show and want to look at nursing as a career path for themselves and wonder if it's for them. Is there a piece of advice you might share with them that you could help them find their direction, their place in nursing?
So they're like the sector that they might want to go into?
Well, that or just, is it the right decision for them? And do you have some advice you offer to someone when they say, I want to become a nurse?
Well, how many professions do you know out there that you get paid to make someone feel better? I mean, I can't think of another profession. I mean, there's several professions that you can save them. You can rescue them. You can do their taxes. You can make them be financially more stable, but a nurse is the entire gambit, from saving them to, sometimes I've had financial discussions with patients. I've had counseling discussions. It's the one profession where I'm getting paid to be, not only make them feel better, but to be human. That is the coolest thing ever to me. I know there's charting and meds and things like that, but when the patient feels better and has a better outlook on their life, that's when I've done my job. And that was what drew me to nursing. And I think that that's what would draw others to nursing, is it's just an incredibly rewarding job. And, the next part is that you should just dive into it. Don't have any expectations of what part of nursing you're going to get to, because you can be a travel nurse. You can be an ICU nurse. You can be a nurse that I never thought I would ever be. I didn't even know it existed. I'm an occupational health nurse. I didn't even know what that was. And it is an incredibly cool profession to be in. There's just so many opportunities out there for nurses. And it's one of the only jobs that I could probably work as a nurse until I'm 85. I don't know if I'm going to, but, I could, if I wanted to, be a nurse until I'm 85.
Stay tuned for other episodes about nurses and their importance in maintaining the health of individuals and our communities. In our other episode this month, we talk with Ryan Bannon, immediate past president of the National Student Nurses Association and graduate of the Georgia Baptist College of Nursing of Mercer University. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.